makers of Folsom, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Plum and Apple. Many families sitting down for a meal, you probably always sit in the same places. Mother at one end of the table, dad at the other, and the children in between. It's hard to believe that anything could happen to upset a happy-looking group like that. But often it does. A youngster who doesn't like milk refuses to drink it. And you know what follows. That's why I feel sure many of you will welcome a friendly suggestion for getting children to drink their quart of milk every day without scolding or coaxing. Simply give them Postum made with milk. Because Postum has such a grown-up looking color, such a fragrant aroma, and such a grand flavor that even youngsters who don't like plain milk will drink Postum made with milk willingly and eagerly. Serve it hot or ice. And you can let the children have all they want, for Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly affect young digestive systems or cause sleeplessness or nervousness. Find out all the Postum from your grocer tomorrow and see how your youngster will relish the milk he needs when you give it to him in this delicious form. Postum made with milk. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. In the store to Squire Skins, he's spending all of his time making preparations for his trip to England. He learned that he could purchase a ticket that not only provided for transportation to England, but also a 1,000-mile tour through Europe. The old fellow used all his money to buy the tour, only to learn that it was a bicycle tour, and that he would be forced to pedal a bicycle across the entire European continent. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Squire over at the Jot 'n Down store. Squire is just leaving for the county seat to buy merchandise for the store.
Well, I doubt whether I'll be back before you close up or not, Abner, but now you get all those things attended to this afternoon.
Yeah, I will. I'll start right in now.
And, where's Jay?
He's back there in the feed room.
Well, now get him out of there and tell him to stay up here in the front of the store. And tell him I said I want him to wash the front windows, too.
Yeah, all right, I'll tell him,
Squire. He's got nowhere. He spends all his time back there in that feed room.
Yeah, he has been working back there right smart lately. But I'll get him up here. And Squire, I forgot to put baking soda on that want list, too. Better add a case of that. I just noticed a while ago he's out.
Yeah, it's all right, Edmund. And now, if you think of anything else, why, you can call me at the wholesale house in that county, too.
All right. So long.
Jake?
Jake? Oh,
he's back there calling the
police. Jake? Oh,
is he calling me,
Edmund? Yeah, Squire just now left for the county seat and said for you to stay up here in the front of the store this afternoon and to wash them front windows.
Well, I was working on something else, sort of. Don't know where I'll have time or not today.
Well, now, you better take time, for he wants it done. You ought to have that feed room in good shape by now. You've been back there for 3 days.
Well, I ain't been straighten up the feed room. I've been back there studying.
Studying?
Yeah, thinking. Well, then, I believe
well,
I'm...
Now, wait just a minute, Jake. I told you to quit calling me brother.
Well, sounds so funny to say brother-in-law every time.
Well, just call me Abner. I know who you're talking to. Just cause I married your sister don't make us blood kin, I'll tell you that.
You know, we ain't blood kin, but I think just as much of you as if we was. And I'll tell you another thing, if I was needing money to hang a man over as I'd go to him quicker.
Well, thank you, but wait a minute here. You ain't fixing to hit me up for a loan, are you?
No, I don't want to borrow no money, but I've got a way studied out to where I think I can pay you back for everything you did for me. You've been mighty nice to me. Me and my family both since we've been here. I've just been trying my best to study out some way to repay you for your time.
You do what you've been putting back there in that feed room all this time just thinking about that joke.
Yes, I sure have. I think I got it figured out, too, now.
Well, I do know. And I just thought you was lazy.
Well, there's lots of folks that think that, Brother Ed. I ain't much of a fella to work with my hands. Never was. I do uncommon a lot of brain work, though.
What do you mean, brain work?
Well, now, take yourself. You come down to the store here at 7 o'clock in the morning. Then at 6 o'clock, your work's over.
Yeah, that's okay, yeah.
Well, mine ain't. I keep right on working till 9 or 10 o'clock of the night. Thank you.
Good. Well, no wonder you're so drowsy around here in the daytime, then. What are you thinking about all that time? Is there something on your conscience?
No, I'm working on a device.
You mean another one of your inventions, Dave?
Well, this won't work. I know it
will. Well, now, don't get another like when you hooked the windmill up to the sorghum press and tore it all to pieces.
No. Missed a little spell, right? Yeah. This is a sure thing.
Uh-huh.
No, it is. Make us both enough money to where we'll never have to hit another day's work as long as it is.
Oh, you must have got this thing figured out years ago. You ain't did a day's work, and I don't know when.
No, sir, I just run on to this the other day when I was back there in the feed room.
Well, now, I can tell you right now, I ain't going to put any money in it, so you might as well get that out of your head before you start.
Now, I ain't going to need no money. All I want you to do is let me borrow that old moving picture machine back there in the feed room, and let me have plenty of time to think.
This sounds like an excuse to get out of work to me. What's that moving picture machine got to do with it?
Well, that's what gives me the idea for my ending. That's
it. Well, now, Jake, if you're figuring on making moving pictures around here, it won't work. I'll tell you that right now. The alarm has done tried it. That's it. That's how come us with that old machine back there. It makes silent pictures. You got to have these here talking pictures nowadays or they won't bomb.
No, not with what I've got figured out, you don't have to. It's just what I need, that thing back there.
Well, what is it? What is it, Tony? You got my curiosity right now.
Well, Emma, there's lots of people have trouble going to sleep overnight. You know that yourself.
Yeah. If you're having trouble going to sleep overnight, Jake, it's because you sleep too much around the store here during the day. Tell you that.
Well, I ain't inventing this for me now. We'll sell thousands of them. I know we will.
Thousands of what? What you talking about?
Oh, well, people size different things to go to sleep, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them size counting sheep.
Yeah, I know it, but that never did work for me, though.
Well, me neither. You must be one of these fellas who just ain't got no imagination about you.
Must be.
Can't count sheep because you can't picture them in your mind to count.
Yeah, well, no, that might be. That sounds like reasonable, I guess.
You can't count something you don't see, Abner.
What in the world are you driving at?
Well, now, here's what I've got minds to do. You let me borrow that moving picture camera back there. Oh, wait a minute there. I'm coming up out there. Better not be talking about it in front of him. But I want to keep this idea secret, I guess. It's happening, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, if you don't say, wait a minute, he ain't coming in. Stop there talking that little Tommy Sue song. Go ahead, I'll tell you if you start to come in here.
Well, sir, now, here's what I've got in mind to do. I'm going out here to one of these farms where they've got a lot of sheep and get them to let me take some moving pictures of them jumping over a fence.
I still don't see what you're driving at.
It's for them people that want to count sheep to go to sleep and can't visualize them in their mind. Now, here's what we can do. Get out a little of the projection machine and a little film showing these sheep jumping a fence, and you'll sell them the whole outfit for so much money.
Well, a fella set up and look at a picture like that, Jake, he'd go to sleep right there in a chair.
Well, now, that's the part that gave me so much trouble right there first.
Chair, huh?
I know it'd work, but I never know how to get around that. So, this one, I hit on it.
Well, good for you.
I've got a little clamp figured out so Marty can clamp that little projection right on the head of his bed and post it on the ceiling and just lay there in bed and stop him home for just off the ceiling.
Oh, doggy Jake, I believe that'll work just as sure as he was.
I'm too, Brother Abner. We'll make a fortune out of it.
Well, am I in on it too, Brother Jake? Yeah, I'm going to make you my half partner.
Wait,
I'm going to talk about that. You go right on ahead and stay about the anesthesia and just stay as long as you want to.
What about them windows up there? Squire said for me to wash.
I'll wash the windows. No, sir. You just get right on back in the feed room and study some more. Just keep thinking, Jay.
You better call me when it's kitten time. Ain't got no clock back there.
Yeah, all right. I'll call you. Don't worry about that now. Come in, Long.
Well, howdy, Edna. Is Squire around?
No. Come on back and sit down.
Yeah, see, Duke's still hanging around.
Oh, yeah. Bless his heart. He's a fine fellow. Brother Jake. I never knowed it before, Long, but he's a genius, that fellow.
Who, Jake?
Yes, sir. He's got an invent studied up that outcaps anything I ever heard of.
What kind of an invent did he study up?
Well, I can't tell you yet. It's a secret, but...
Something to get out of work about.
No, it ain't. Now, don't accuse him of that, Long. That fella, he works hard all the time. Bless his heart. Bless it. I wish he's my blood brother instead of his. I'll tell you one thing, though. While you're over there in England getting that fortune over there, why, me and Jake's going to work on ourselves right here in Pine Lee.
Hope you do.
What were you talking so long with that little sea skunk boy about, Long? Huh? Both of you standing out there arguing and fussing with one another for 15 minutes.
Nothing. Abner, I want to ask a favor and tell you. I know you and Squire ain't doing athletic business now, but... Well, you know, I spent every cent of money I had on my tickets and hotel reservations to Europe.
I thought you said you weren't going when you found out that was a bicycle tour of Europe. Said you wouldn't ride no bicycles. You never got to see
it. I've got to. I can't get out of it. But what I wanted to ask you, could you credit me for a dime's worth of candy every day from now till I get back from Europe?
What? Dime's worth of candy?
Yeah, that'll be for a little over 2 months.
Oh, you don't even be here. How could you buy a dime's worth of candy every day?
Oh, little deal I just made with Tommy Seastone. Since I'm going to have to ride all over Europe this summer, I've got to have a bicycle. I ain't got no money left to buy one with, so... Well, anyway, Tommy will be in here for the candy every day. For any of these youngins nowadays, it's hard to deal with.
And Jake wouldn't have had to go to all that trouble with his sleep machine if he'd take our suggestion and switch to Colston. If you knew a man and his wife who are perfectly suited to each other and perfectly happy together, you'd find it pretty hard to believe that a small thing like a cup of coffee could ever come between them. Yet, listen to what this woman says.
For several years, our friends used to call us the perfect couple. But then I began to notice that my husband didn't seem happy anymore. And one day I realized that he wasn't happy because I wasn't. Because gradually I've been getting more tense and jittery, at times downright irritable. Well, when I found out that coffee was causing it, you can be sure I lost no time in cutting it out and drinking Colston instead. Now, when our friends call us the perfect couple, they're perfectly right.
And that's something to remember, ladies and gentlemen. For although many people can drink coffee without becoming nervous, many others cannot. So if you think coffee is fraying your nerves, why don't you switch to Colston, too? Because Colston does not contain caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly upset your nervous system. And this rich, full-bodied, satisfying drink actually costs less than most mealtime drinks, less than one half cent a cup. For your convenience, it comes in two forms. Colston cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Colston, made instantly in the cup. You'll find it will pay you in more ways than one to drink Colston regularly. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.